Okay. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for what you are doing. And we thank you for your grace. And thank you for the people that are reached and many more that will be reached. And we also ask for wisdom in today's teaching session. We're getting much more insight as touching the cell system. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We have been building patiently, I should believe. And we've been looking at the cell system. And we said that as we discuss this, we are about following God's plan to build or to grow loving, caring, healthy, strong and growing churches which keep on growing. Do we want to have a loving church? How about a caring church? How about a healthy church? How about a strong church? You know, there's some churches that are weak. You don't know, eh? Oh. COVID-19 closed down some churches, actually. Like, if they say we shouldn't gather again, if our number reduces, we're a weak church. It should rather increase. Yes, but COVID-19 actually closed down some churches. Like when the pastor came back, the church has finished. Yeah, the church has finished. So, I'm not lying to you. It's something very serious that happened during the COVID-19. Your members, they were 6.5, now they are half. So the members finish. So that's a weak church. Church that is not strong. You know, little rain comes and it blows the whole structure off. And we have to build again. Right? So even this church, if they say we shouldn't meet for 2 weeks, it should not worry us in any way. Because the church should develop in its small units, as well as develop in its larger units when we gather in the temples. Do you remember that? Yeah. So even if you say, oh, you guys shouldn't gather 2 weeks, if I tell you that the next 2 weeks, first 2 weeks of January, or first 3 weeks of January, we're not having Sunday church, it should not be a problem. Because you know you will still have discipleship meetings. You will still have teaching sessions. You still have evangelism. Right? So, we want to build strong churches. We're going to have it built on both systems, where the church gathers in smaller units and in larger units. Do we want to have ever-growing churches? Of course, the cell system is how to have continuous, ever-growing churches. We don't want to be 50 for 2 years. It's dangerous. What are you doing? Huh? 15, 2 years. Huh? 100 in 1 year. That's serious. The churches should keep growing. We should never have a problem with gathering people. We should actually, the only problem we should have is maintaining the people that actually gather. That should actually be a problem. So we should move as a church from struggling to gather people than now we know people are going to gather. Except that we now want to maintain the people that trooping into the church. We put out an agenda for 100, which depicts our 100 strong, which we are working towards. And then we have an agenda for the year for 200. Right? As we get into the year, we're going to have it increased. And we must work. It calls for work. Do you understand? It shouldn't just be that we're just excited. Say, oh, number this. So we're just excited about it. No, it calls for work. As of now, we have 200 people on the church page. And I want to... I've been screaming to know which people have not filled their membership forms. But we've been able to have at least a count of not around 137, 140, maximum 137, 136, right? Irene is in 136, 137, 139, 138, but we've not hit 140. You see, so we still have an agenda for 200. By the books, we have people coming in and out that gather 200. But in person on Sundays, we've not hit 200. So that means we have a lot of work to do. Right? Okay, so you can see that every vibrant, active, alive church should have a problem of maintaining, not the numbers alone. So, I think I was speaking to someone today, and the person works at the campus. And the person was telling me that schools in level 100 had already resumed for checks and one or two. So it means that we have to get to work again for Legon. Sure, they are around, loitering around a bit. So it means that we have to get to work. Then I asked the person that, have you invited anyone to church? Because at least you see somebody. And the person said no. And I was shocked. It should be like on our lips. Because that's what we do. Do you understand? It should come out like spontaneously, even unknown to you. And this year we don't have to joke with the students that come in. For first years, level hundreds. We need to be able to get the level hundreds. So that calls for more work. Senior high schools, first years, we are going to make sure that we work on this. And nobody should tell me that, oh, Pastor, it's just 1 year. We're already aiming for 200. It's possible. Huh? It's possible. Don't say that it's just 1 year. So 200 is too much, as I've said. It's possible. Alright? We need to put in the work. So, back to our conversation, we are talking about the sales system. So, if we're going to build, of course, if we're going to build loving churches, we're going to build strong churches, we're going to build growing churches, we're going to build caring churches, then we're going to have to build it using God's pattern and God's system. Now, one of the things I want to make clear as well as we look at these conversations is that what we have as conversations still deals with the discipleship module. Okay, it's not like we are now saying that there's now no discipleship. Because activities of discipleship are activities that will still be run in the cell. Do you understand? Okay, so it's still within the concept of discipleship. Of course, of the members in the local assembly. So we've had general meetings, yes, which we see as tagged as in the temples. And now we're going to be more intentional about smaller units. And that's something you have always done, actually, because you have always been in smaller units than it comes to the larger temples. But this time around, we're going to have it more structured and what I call it more broken into even much smaller units. Do you understand? So if we are, even let's say if we are 20 as a church, we can break it down into 5, 5, 5, 5, then we get our 20. If we are 30, we can break it down into maybe 6, right? Then 5, into 5 groups. Then if we are 50, we can say, okay, let's have it in 5 again, but this time in more smaller groups. Okay, so Adenta, Oyarifa, then we break it off. Then you say, okay, Medina, okay, but Medina, maybe let's say there are 12 people in Medina. So it means that we'll have to break it off into 2 different areas, also paying attention to how close you are. So that's the work we're going to be doing. There are, of course, going to be cells in schools as well. We're going to look at that. But it's the same thing we do in discipleship, is that they are broken off into smaller groups and then other people are catered for so that the people can be strong, they can be cared for, they can be loved, right? All right. So we also saw how that it's God's pattern. Do we remember that? Okay. And then last week we also saw Moses' experience with his father-in-law Jethro. Jethro is giving a counsel to Moses to break off the people into smaller groups and make them have leaders who will govern these individuals. Now, it must be appreciated that the goal of this structure is primarily for spiritual growth of the members. You know, sometimes growth needs quite some supervision. Have you prayed? Are you coming to church? Where have you gotten to? Service has started. Where are you now? We can't find you. Oh, you've not been around for a while. Oh, care. Oh, she has been admitted. Love. Okay, she's having a baby. Right? So, I mean, we have somebody having a baby, and if you were in sales, I as a pastor will not worry, because your cell leader is going to say, oh, I think we should all go there. Go and help the baby clean up. Clean the house. Right? Somebody has a naming ceremony. We'll see some of the guys who go there by 5:30 a.m. to go and help set up quickly. So it brings all of that. And it makes everybody feel belong to whatever it is that's happening. You're not just like one single member that we normally see at the back there. There's a corner. Every week, that's where you come to. Then the day we look into that corner, you're not there. We're not too sure of us. Did he come? Did he not come? Okay, let's hope next week he'll come. Right? So, if we're going to have these things happening, we're going to have to pay attention to this. And of course, spiritual growth, definitely, it's the teaching of God's word. We're going to make sure men are taught, men are growing. And then, so number one, the goal of this structure is to make sure that there is spiritual growth of the members. And then number two, there is effective participation in the work of the ministry. There is effective participation in the work of the ministry. One time I remember somebody telling me, I made somebody disciple someone, and the person came and told me that, oh, the person can do this thing, pal. And I said, oh, I see. It means that the person found himself participating. And probably, let's say, preaching. And so they got to realize that, oh, this person really can preach. So the person begins to participate. So we want every single member of the church to participate. We don't want you becoming a spectator. And of course, as you know, as people participate, there are going to be discoveries of gifts. So maybe somebody can sing, but the person has not always had like a very strong belief in themselves. As you know, those small groups break off, you know, of course, there's going to be that identification of gifts and abilities. That's how people participate. So we're going to make sure that people are growing spiritually in these groups, and then there's their effective participation in the work of the ministry, so that you are not the only one always going for follow-up. You carry them along. You say, no, let's go for follow-up, because everybody needs to go for follow-up. Everybody needs to evangelize. Everybody needs to follow up on somebody. So it makes us even much stronger as a church. And what makes the church strong is not even a strong pastor, is a strong congregation. As important as it is for the pastor to be strong, the congregation has to be strong as well. The pastor can pray all he wants. If the congregation are sleeping, it's not going to go out very well. The church will also have to be taught to pray as well. That's how we can achieve what God wants us to achieve as a people. So that's what happens. There's going to be spiritual growth of the members, and then there's going to be an effective participation in the work of the ministry. We also said that the cell is the fundamental unit in the local church, where activities and the vision of that local church is carried out. It's the fundamental. It's basic. That's why it's broken down, right? Now, cell groups are going to be identified by these few features. Number one, location. Location. We're going to get into this conversation a few weeks after, but I just want to push it a bit, just a few minutes. Location. So we're going to have cells in locations. Cells in locations. So those at Kaswa, location. Those at La Paz, location. Abokobi, location. Damfa, location. Where's your area? Oyibi, Ashi, location. So there are different locations, you see. Different locations. Mamprobi, circle, locations. So we want to make sure, or you're going to have the cell identified by a feature of location. A dear man of God shares a story where he was sent as a missionary to another city, and he was looking for a place, a hall to rent, and there was no hall to rent. And so he just started out sales. He started small groups. He goes to visit this one. He teaches them, follows up on them, prays for them, goes to teach another one. 5 here, 6 here, 7 here, a number here, a number there. In a few months' time, he had 60 people. Yes. So rather than sitting down and waiting for a venue, see, that's what I'm saying, that the church, if it's handled carefully, cannot be stopped. Nobody can stop the church. So he's, what do you call it? He has 6 people here, 5 people here, 4 people here. He goes to teach this one on Monday. He goes to teach this one on Tuesday. He goes to teach this one on Wednesday, Friday, no Sunday. But by the time he had the hall, in a couple of months, he was able to gather 60 people. Yes. It means that 60 people know the gospel now. 60 people are taught the word of God. 60 people are effectively being trained for the work of a ministry. And that's what God is doing, definitely. And that's a pass as a missionary. Rather than going to some nation or country, city, or anywhere you are sent to. Where are you? Oh, we are still looking for a venue. A venue shouldn't stop us. We just recently had this venue. We've been running the ministry since. Right? Great. So, you can see that you're going to have these features of a cell. You're going to find location. And where are they going to be? As we saw in God's word, houses or homes. Now, aside houses or homes, we're going to, you know, make it as practical as possible. Because sometimes you are living in a father's house who doesn't want to have the name of Jesus even mentioned. So they will say, in the name of, you better pack your things and leave the house. See, Daddy, I will leave. I will suffer for Jesus. Okay. It's not worth suffering for. Why are you saying age? Huh? It's worth suffering for now. So why are you saying age? It has not gotten to you before. So, I will leave. So, just before you leave, I can say that there could be a school that you could consider your cell meetings. There could be a school, a classroom somewhere. There could be a canteen. There could be a sheath somewhere that's sitable. I mean, sheath. And of course, it is approved by the pastor. So the pastor is aware that there is a cell meeting that happens here on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And these people are the people who are going to be in the cell. Or these are the people that are in the cell. So a cell group is going to have a feature of location. There are going to be locations cloaked up in there. Number two, career. Because now these are things that we will not introduce now. But as we go, we're going to realize that there are going to be some cell groups that are going to be operational careerly. If there's a word like that. So let's say, for example, there are pilots who need to fly, and pilots take like 3 weeks sometimes off. Maybe five people work in the church from Fly Emirates. They are all dedicated. Then we can say, okay, you are very dedicated, so become a cell leader because of the nature of your job. Because if you don't fly, it means that you're going to eat in my house. And if you eat in my house, I don't have a problem with that, but you just might not feel comfortable eating in my house every single day. So, you're going to have to fly, although, but then we might want to make sure that, okay, you are still serving the Lord actively, irrespective of your job. You can have sometimes, you know, other things that come in, other careers that are not very, you know, normal, like a normal 8 to 4, 8 to 5, where you have that opportunity. So you can have a cell group that is more woven around career. And it's also a cell, right? Then you can also have some cells that are woven around common associations. Association of teachers. Association of golf players. Association of Chelsea fans. And Man United fans. That's going to be crazy actually, but it's still fine. So, depends, you know? It depends on what the issue presents. then we may want to have that happening. But the pastor has the sole responsibility of putting up some of these. Before you now come and tell me that, Pastor, I think you really need to start a cell for me and my people. But you don't want to come to church, actually. That's why you are saying that we should start a cell for you, so that it suits your laziness. No. So, it's going to have these features. But for now, as a church, we're going to be more intentional about locations. Right? Locations. You know why? Because as we get in more into the work, it's just not going to be centered around Legon or UPSA. I can tell you that we can have the numbers of the church doubled if we start to move into our communities. Do you understand? Because by the time you are, if you are very intentional, your communities are ripe. I don't know about you, but your communities are ripe for teaching people, preaching to people, and passing them from your areas. They are ripe. Or you don't think they are ripe? It's a ripe community. Your neighbors themselves, your neighbors' children themselves who need Jesus. Neighbor's neighbor, that seamstress that you normally go to. What are all those people doing? So, we are sort of breaking that limit of campus. But, we're not leaving it. We're going to be still actively involved. So, in that cell group, you are going to have these features. It's going to be wired around that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it definitely fulfills the Matthew 28 mandate that tells us to go and make disciples of all nations. It fulfills that 100%. Because in the cell ministry, there will be some form of... it's actually discipleship or pastoral care, an extent of pastoral care. So you don't now have to wait to say that you are now a pastor. No, you can be actively doing the work of a pastor without being... Want a clerical. Say, yes, take picture. You can do pastoral duties fully. I mean, let me not say fully, to an extent, to an appreciable extent. And that's also fulfilling God's plan. So you want to serve God, you want to serve God. This is it. Serve God with your life, don't you? This is it. And some of you will have to grow. And some of you will definitely grow. You'll be cell leaders. You'll be senior cell leaders. You'll be cell pastors. And that's the structure we are bringing in. So, I want us to know that there's work on our hands. And we trust God's Spirit to guide and to help. And we know that we have His help. So, cell ministry. Key facts about cells. Write that down. We are now starting the teaching of... yes. I was just trying to give us a little bit of intro. But I think the intro even helps much more, isn't it? So, key facts about cells. Fact number one. The cell system is not a new church program. It is God's model for his church. It's not a new church program. Say, Charlie, they say the discipleship, they close our home. Now, it be cell system. No, it's not a new church system. Eh? It's God's module for his church. I showed you that, didn't I? Right. It's not some new concept that maybe like a modern day pastor, your pastor has discovered. So, I sit and I'm saying, Bluebird. Cash. Bluebird. Hey, ma'am, hey, Congo. You nine back on the far back Okay, we are going this. No, it's God's method. It's God's module for his church. So it's not a new idea that I have discovered. Not at all. Number two, the cell system is the founder's strategy. Who is the founder of the church? God is the founder of the church. It's God's own strategy inspired by the Holy Spirit. How we see this is that the early church has this module running actively. Churches in temples and what? Churches at homes. So at homes there will mean in schools, canteens, hostel rooms that are open and available, spaces that are conducive for what? Meetings. Is that okay? But I'm going to be more particular about the houses and your areas. It's going to be location. So, is the founder's strategy. Today I woke up in the morning, and normally during my meditative times, sometimes I just write. So I just felt like writing. I just pull out a paper and I started writing. And a question came to my mind. I'm hoping I can quote it the same way. He asked me the question. He said, "Is it your church?" Question mark. And I answered, "No." "Did you die for them?" I answered, "No." "Can you build a church?" And I wanted to give a smart answer. So I said, "I've not even built a brick in my name." So, we know God, obviously, I cannot build a church. Then he now says, "Then you do what I tell you to do." And I said, "Yes, please, Lord." So, this is what he wants us to do. And I want you to see it as you fulfilling your ministry. Before you now come to say, "Oh, we know these pastors that have come these days. Monkey they work, babu they chop, monkey they work, babu they chop. By now he's sleeping. We are the ones going for cell meetings." Huh? The monkey is the one that works. The babu is the one that chops. And the babu is much bigger. So he just sits down with the stomach like that. Then the monkey runs around. The babu just takes it. Jeez. You have to see it as your ministry. I'm telling you. You'll be amazed that when you stand there, God will ask you for cells that he gave you. Cells. It's not my ministry. is not doing it for me. Like if we don't go for evangelism today, pastor will say we didn't go. So you know what? You let's just go. You're doing it for me. Don't do it for me. You're doing it for him. You're doing it because he gave you a responsibility and you want to live to that task. You want to fulfill it. Right? Don't do it for me. If you do it for me, I can't even reward you. That's why when you find people say, I've been singing in the church for 5 years now. They don't even give me 100 CDs. Can you imagine? So we are leaving. We're going to a church where they can hail us. A church where we can be paid. We are also persons. We're persons. We're also persons. You come and sit down and say, bing, 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 bing. So he just tells us, God bless you, the Lord bless you, God be with you, God help you. Let's come and sit down and play. We should pay you. I played keyboard in church for years. Yes. And my first keyboard play was when I was 13 years or 14 years in the Adventist church. Yes, my dad used to play in the Adventist church. I remember so well. They never paid him one CD. In fact, he even bought a polytank for them. As far as I can remember, I was much younger. I remember very well. He bought a polytank, went to put it in church, and he was still sitting there playing. You bought a polytank. You said we should pay you. You've not even bought a polytank. You've not even bought a polytank. So we should pay you. Just come and sit down and play. And serve God with your play. So we should pay you. I don't even know. You know, it never actually crossed my mind that you can be paid for church. Like, it has never crossed my mind. Never, not once in my life. Since I played for the SDA church, moved into campus, taught campus choirs, it never occurred to me that, like, maybe you are teaching a choir, right? Then you now say that they should pay me for teaching a choir. I always saw it like it was something that I could do for God. So why don't I just do it? I played in my pastor's church for close to 6 years. I played keyboard close to 6 years. You won't ask him. I was his main keyboardist. When I came to Accra, I played for Pastor Prince for maybe a couple of months. I used to play in Pastor Prince's church. It never crossed my mind that when I sit down, they should sort me out. They should pay something, pay my transportation, pay my bill, pay something, like something that must be done. I was there. I was there playing for him. Until the Lord told me it's time. It took me a year to pray out what we are doing now. When he told me it was time, I didn't just start the church. It took me one whole year. I was praying, just praying into what we are doing now. Yes. I just didn't jump into it. So I jumped into it. When I stopped work to pray. I didn't even stop work because I was going to start a church. I stopped work to pray. I'm on the keyboard. I play for this thing. Go to meetings, you go and see me playing. I can play the keyboard. How many of you know I play? I play. I teach the choir. Huh? I teach them. If I don't teach them the song, I will not let them sing it. But you now, you say we should pay you. Just come and sit down and play. We should come and pay you. I'm even here to teach some of the small boys. Intentionally, I'll intentionally teach them. So, well, how did I get here? The founder's strategy, eh? The founder's strategy. So you're not doing it for me, You're not doing it for me. And because I'm not the founder, I can't pay you. I can pray for you. I can want the best for you. I can love you, but I can't really reward you. Eternally, me myself, I'm crying for my that you should have mercy on me. That you should have mercy on me. Lord God Almighty, please show mercy. Don't cut it by other things that I was supposed to do that I have not done. Then now you say I should reward you. Only God can truly reward you. So that's why your love must be very centered on Him. So everything you are doing, you are going to do it because you truly love God. So the cell system is the founder strategy. You're supposed to see the cell ministry as your ministry. So see it as my ministry. That's my ministry. Like I said, not everybody is called to pioneer a church. You see that? So not everybody is going to start a church the way I have. I mean, the Lord has graced me to start something. Not everybody. You know, to this morning, a prophet called me, a very major senior prophet. He called me and he was asking me about a few things. He said, "Hey, you are really doing well." I said, "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, but I mean," he said, should I come for APO? I said, "What APO? There's no APO. We are working. Go for evangelism. Come here. Go preach. Come here. Podbean. Is that not what we are doing? Sunday. We are not doing. It's just God that's helping us." Because I know that that's my ministry. And I have to do it. That's my own. So what about you as you becoming somebody that God is going to be committing a cell to? Would you just say that, I don't even want to do this thing, but if you don't do it right now, they'll say that you are being rebellious. Or you're actually going to see it as your ministry, something that God has called you to. And it's out of these things we're going to have pastors. You watch and see. It's out of these small things we're going to have pastors. So, you have always been wanting to serve God. You have always had a vision to see yourself stand before people and preach, to love people, to care for people, to lay hands on the sick. It starts with this. That's what you are in. So God has heard your prayer of just see, maybe one time you prayed a prayer that, "Lord God Almighty, please, I want to serve you with my life." That's what He's answered. It's through the cell ministry. Through the cell ministry. So the cell system is the founder's strategy, is God's strategy. Take your seats. The cell system is God's strategy. Not any man's strategy. God's. You know, the way I think is what makes me work the way I do. The way I think. Because I'm so sure that there's God that looks over my work and that has an expectation of what He's committed to my hands. I'm so sure. I'm not somebody who wants to do something to please another. No, I know that there's God that watches over the work He has committed to my hands. So I want to do it. I want to do it. And I'm very serious about doing it. Because I know He watches. Like His eyes are on it. He sees it. He sees what I do in the dark. So I'm never in the dark and I feel like, you know, God, nobody sees me. I know He's there. He's right there. He sees it. Because there's somebody that commits the work to my hands. So there's a way I think. There's a way I respond to things. I don't respond to things because somebody wants me to respond to it in a certain way. No, there's a way I respond to things. Because I know he is the founder. I'm just a steward. He has expectations of me. Those expectations must be met. Like when I was coming today, he spoke to me. Get them telling you about how their evangelism went. He didn't tell me that maybe there was a lot of you that didn't go for evangelism. Just get them telling you how their evangelism went. So if I didn't suck you out to go for evangelism, that's going to be something that he's going to hold me accountable for. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not my work. It's not my work. We all together as a church are working for him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's the founder's strategy. It's God's strategy. You've always wanted to serve God. This is it. This is how. We're looking at facts about the cell system. What is fact number one? Great. Fact number two. Great. Third one, the cell system ensures a healthy, loving, caring growing church. The cell system, okay, kindly write, the cell system ensures a healthy, loving, caring church, then would give some more emphasis to growth. The cell system ensures a healthy, loving, caring church. Healthy, loving, caring church. How many of us want to have children? You want to have children. Okay, put your hands down. But you want to have children and abandon them. Like they don't have anybody to take care of them. They don't have anybody to talk to. They are running on the street. Dirty clothes. That's how you are when you don't belong to a cell. No care. No help. No love. Nobody should come into the church and feel unloved, uncared for. And then there are also some families that are very organized. Right? Organized. They want their children to go to school. They have your school fees 3 years already ready. Or maybe the 4 years, they already have it planned. Like they plan for you. So yours is just to go and pay. Yeah, just go to school. Okay? So yes, daddy. They're the ones with the calipo. When they're going to school. Everything planned. Nursery 1 and Nursery 2 paid for. You just finish the nursery. Go to school and sleep. And come home. Finish the nursery. Yeah, so it's a blessing when you have people that are cared for. So when you have people that are cared for in the churches, they are more healthier. Yes, the problems are more lesser because there are people shielding all of those problems, praying for, loving, caring. Fact number what? Four. The cell system is a strategy for church growth. Boy, it depends very much on how well structured the church is in this manner to see a certain level of growth. Do you understand? Yes. So cells ensure ever-increasing church growth. Churches that have cell meetings or area fellowships continually grow. For our churches to grow, there must be that structure that ensures that a lot of people come in and stay. This is what the cells ensure. And it's actually the staying that produces the growth. You know, to be a pastor and to have people leave is directly opposite to what is called the pastoral ministry. Because the pastoral ministry rather has people gathering. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So to see growth in a church, we must be able to fight to be able to retain the people that come in. It's going to result in a certain level of growth. Yes. I asked myself, what are you going to do now? Say, are you going to start a church? Yes. Have you selected the aim of starting a church? Yes. How are you going to maintain it? Gather all your forces. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm gathering all my forces. Because a pastor's work is to gather. Do you understand? So anybody I knew that was very pivotal in the work, whether in Tamale, whether in Accra, I had to fight to get them staying. Because that's how God was going to build his church. I had to call people from other places to come so that we can all have that same aim of seeing the church do well. Do you understand? Yes. So everybody I spoke to, okay, well, there was already decided, but those who were far off already, I said, no, I think you need to come because we're selecting and we are maintaining the aim of seeing the church respond and seeing the church grow. So you need to come. So you select, you maintain the aim. Did you see that? Some of you are saying that, oh, you were going to some other place. I said, no, come here, be here. We are selecting the aim here. We are maintaining the aim here so that the church can do what it has to do. So, the church's responsibility is to keep, and that's how the cell systems are going to run. They are going to keep the people. Yes, they are going to keep the people. Even the messages we preach to are to also keep. Now, when I say keep, I mean keep you serving the Lord within what we have doing as a church. So it's the leaving, because they are not cared, they are not loved. Of course, if they are not cared, they are not loved, they would not be healthy. Then before you realize, they are now becoming business tycoons. Huh? They're becoming business tycoons. But business tycoon is not what you are supposed to be called to do. So, oh, now we have a PhD in this. PhD is great. But that's not it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before you realize, oh, they are becoming beauty queens and pageants. Good, we don't have a problem with it. So to keep the people serving the Lord is how the church will grow. To keep the people serving God is how the church grows. And it's how the people also grow. I remember I was telling someone, I said, you need to come. Because I see your ministry is finishing. Your ministry, and it will finish. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. Do you know finished ministry? It means that now you're not involved in anything called ministry again. Yes, your ministry is finishing. So you need to hurry up and come. If not, it will finish. It will finish. That's a good cell leader. He can gather and say, come. A great man of God, who happens to be Bishop Dark, shares a story where he had an opportunity to leave the country to study outside. And he said he prayed about it. And there was one vision that kept on coming to him. He said that he saw coals of fire burning or flaming, and one was removed. Sent to another place. And eventually that one went off. So many of the people around me have been fighting all this while to keep them together. That's what I've been fighting. All this while. Because you can't survive alone. You can't survive alone. You can't do it alone. So that that flame can be kept. So, you're going to have a strategy. Of course, it's a strategy for growth. Because it gathers, it keeps the people healthy. It keeps them flowing together in love. Keeps them strong. We are better together. Let no man deceive you. We are better together. Yes. Even I can tell you as a pastor, unction begins to depreciate when you don't use it. Yes. So even I can say that many times, provided I stay preaching and teaching, I even feel more anointed. Because it has to be used as you pray. When you say you pray, pray for what? What are you praying for? You must pray so you can use whatever it is you are praying for. If you're going to have an effective prayer life, of course, the prayer life is going to translate into being used for something. In fact, the Holy Spirit is given so we could become witnesses of Him. How are we going to become witnesses? It's when we go out to preach. And in our preaching and teaching, we see the power of God demonstrated. Oh, we just pray. No, there's a prayer. There's a power that is produced to do something. After you have prayed, what is there to do? What are you using the prayer for? What is it for? Is it translating in your discipleship groups? Is it causing growth? Is it causing people to hear you? Is it causing you to be effective in the gifts of the Spirit? So there's something that you must do with that life of prayer. It's not just prayer. Not just prayer only. Next fact. The cell system is not a church strategy, but a strategy of the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest. So it's a strategy of God, who is the founder. It's also the strategy of His Spirit. The cell system is not a church strategy, but a strategy of the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest. The cell system is not a church strategy, but a strategy of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest. Next fact. How many facts do you have? Every outstanding, resourceful church growth story is a product of sales. Now, sales, don't forget, can be called differently in so many spaces. I told you that from the beginning. Some call them area fellowships. Some call them basels. Some call them live fellowships. Whatever it is you are, but there has to be small groups meeting consistently. Are you listening? So, every outstanding resourceful church growth story is a product of sales. The successful church growth stories in great mega churches, such as Yoido Full Gospel Church, which is where Dr. Yonggi Cho pastored, ran through the sale system. Saint Community runs through the sale system. Bishop Oyedepo's church runs through the sale system. Joel Onston runs through small groups. Of course, what do you call it? They are small groups. Some churches may call them small groups, but still there has to be, you know, a break off into small groups where it runs. Christ Embassy, sales system. I mean, which church that's doing so well? Well, there could be some other churches though, but many thriving churches are running through them. Now, I'm saying that it's not because they are thriving, that's why we are also doing it. No. I'm saying that that's God's method. Are you listening?
Yes.
Next fact. God commanded the sale systems to be introduced in Exodus 18:23. Through Jethro's counsel. Interesting fact. Until the leaders or the head of the church drives the sales, it will not work. It's another fact. You must eat sales, sleep sales, dream sales, meditate sales. For those of you who are going to be cell leaders, it must consume your minds. You must seek to see that growth. And of course, you know, normally if I said a cell is between how many? What's the number? Okay, 6 to 15, right? So if we have 15, it means that we need to break off, right? Then you become a cell leader of two cells. That means that Monday, you have a cell meeting. Thursday, you have another cell meeting. If, let's say, the cells break off into three. Let's say 12, 12, 7. You become a cell leader of three cells. But in those three cells, of course, if you are very smart, you're going to be looking out for somebody that can grow enough to be able to handle that cell. Right? I mean, there are six and above senior cell leader. So it means you are a leader of other cell leaders in other cell groups, just under your watch. But that's another discussion. But I'm saying that if we're going to have that massive growth, that influence, because God commands us to break off these cells, like Jethro advised Moses, break them off and set leaders over them. Let those leaders counsel those people in the small matters. Then the ones that are quite difficult, say, Pastor, please, I'm thinking of how to make 10 CDs or 100 CDs every week. So, okay, discuss it. Then you give feedback to your pastor. You give feedback, but you may not have to call immediately to say, oh, Pastor, this person says. But then maybe something more severe and serious happens. Then that's when you need to have like an influence from the pastor directly coming in into the situation. So like I said, it's going to be forming some kind of pastoral duty as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the leaders must drive the initiative. If you have a cell meeting and you don't come, you have it on Wednesday, you show up on Friday. You have it on Friday, you don't come. You postpone your cell meetings for like 3 weeks. You don't have it. Nobody knows what's happening. Me, I'm going to be shutting down those things. When I see that your cell is unproductive, I shut it down. Join the other people. Your cell is not growing. I'll just shut it down. When I say growth, I mean numerically. So that you can join other people. And of course, we're going to be looking out for growth. Spiritual growth, numerical growth. When the word of God is growing, you will see the numbers increasing as well. I don't know if you are excited about being given the opportunity by God to handle certain functions, roles, responsibilities. Take your seats. Are you excited? Are you sure? Next fact. It is God's pattern and it cannot be ignored. Is a fact. Remember I said that until the leader or the head of the church drives the sales will not work. You'll be there, it will not. It will not work. Because you don't have cell meetings. You don't gather your people for you to have outreaches. You don't go for evangelisms. You don't do anything. You don't do anything. Just they want them to fall from heaven. And then you pick them. Next fact, it is God's pattern. It cannot be what? Ignored. Write this under that. It is the outreach or evangelism force of the church. Imagine every cell group bringing 5 people to church. 10 people to church. Some other groups bring 20 people to church. Some others bring 50 people to church. It's possible. Some are busing like 2 buses, 3 buses to church. It's very possible. Right? It's very possible. From your area alone, you have like 50 people coming to church, 30 people coming to church, 15 people coming to church. It's very possible. So, it's the outreach or evangelism force of the church. It means that the cells become the center of multiplication of the church. It is the outreach or evangelism force of a church, the cells become the center of multiplication of the church. Now, a cell is a small group within the church, right? But do you know there are other small groups within the church? Yes, there's the choir. There's the ushers. Those are also groups. But those groups will never multiply. They never multiply. They actually even take from the main group to add to themselves. So the choir doesn't multiply. In fact, the choir benefits from the people that are there. Say, oh wow, the way I see, I want to really join the choir. Then they now join you. Then you are happy that, oh, somebody has come to join the choir. And so there's no multiplication with choir work. Or there is. Like I just come, there's 20 people in the choir. Say, hey, where are these people from? Pastor, they are now in the choir. In fact, before you get into the choir, before we look into the church structure system that we are going to be running, you will have to be trained. Yes, nobody will just join a department because it's still like that because we are still just trying to put things in place so that we are sure about you. You don't steal our microphones. Steal our batteries. Hey, some people are serious. Bro. Say, count the money for us. Giving you the opportunity to count money. Before you realize your hands are making you receive curses that are not necessary. So we have to be sure. Before you see someone singing in the choir, then they say, please can you shift so that I'll stand? Hey, I should shift where? The person is not matured. That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, I should shift. Unfortunately, the person who is behind, if the person too is not mature, oh, I said shift lah. Okay, I'll sing again. Yeah, it's possible. You've not seen crazy people. But let me not call them. I'm not crazy per se, but immature. Yeah. See the way he's on the keyboard. I don't even like the way he plays. Then they are causing confusions. And you see them in the choir, first front. They joined church last 4 weeks too. Busy. Excited. But I realize they've stopped. They say, oh, sister, why have you not joined the choir again? Hey, a choir too, pa, that you go and then they'll make you pray or something. Hey. They will not even let me sing in front of the microphone. They will not even let me sing. Every day. Some kind of people that will be singing. Me, they don't give me the chance to sing. So I've advised myself. I've just stopped. They are the ones that cause confusion in the church. You see them like that. Me, as a pastor, I just pray that, like, I know I'm going to get more experienced. But there are many things I'm not going to agree or allow. You'll be amazed of how one person can step in and cause a lot of confusion. Not because they are winch. They are just so immature. That's all. Just immature. And we gave them opportunities we shouldn't have given them because of their immaturity. And you know, you can't put a child before the gate and you say, usher the people in. He's not going to be around. You say a 6-year-old should stand there and be putting hand sanitizer. Oh, let's be serious. Before I realize they've run somewhere and they are having their own conversation over there. So all of those things are going to be in the cells. By the time you grow into a department, you would have been some way, somehow, cooked some way. At least you know how at least things are run. Right? So the cells are going to be centers for evangelism. Actually, let me go back to my emphasis. Centers for evangelism. Centers for multiplication. If the church is going to grow, the church is going to increase, the church is going to do well, it's going to come from the cells. From the cells. Some of you have not gathered in cells to say, oh, let's do this. Let's have a target in our groups. This month, we're going to have 10 new people. 10. Or in the next 2 months, we want to have 10 people in our midst. Not even, let's say, 100. So you say, Pastor is saying that, hey, 100 people, how are we going to do it? 10. As you grow, you're going to have more faith for 100, and a faith for 1,000, and a faith for 5,000, and a faith for 20,000, and a faith for 50,000. But as of now, 10 people. Because they say, oh, I'm raising 10 people. Making sure that 10 people turn out well in their work with God. From now till this time, that's the goal. That's the plan. Cell ministers or cell group members, let's make it work. Say, how many people are you bringing to service today? Normally, when it's on Saturdays, they like to be calling. Hey, cell number, La Paz. Huh? Have you got anybody? Hey, this Sunday party. Hey, Pastor will be asking us from our cell. How many people are coming from La Paz? Every time we don't have. How many people coming from Caso? Pastor. No. Say, how many people? Oh, I have people. 5 people behind my house. There, I have 5 people. Uh-huh, you two, 6. Tuesday we are going out to here. I have 2 people we are going to follow up on. That's how it's actually supposed to be. Do you understand? So the mobilization is going to come from the group. So if your group is always last, no cell member, dissolve. You come from La Paz to Oyibi to have cell meeting. Eh? You come from all of this. So you come have cell meetings there because your cell meetings are non-productive. But it's not going to be like that.
Amen.
Your cell meetings are going to be increasing by the day.
Amen.
And your groups are going to have numbers.
Amen.
You're going to say, oh, that's my cell. Yeah. Seriously, so smaller groups, they do not have meetings. I mean, they don't have increases. The increases are going to come from the cell groups. Ushers, they don't increase. In fact, those are temple services. So we are all going to make sure we are part of a cell. Nobody in the church is not going to belong to a cell. Everybody is going to belong to a cell. Like I said, it's going to be the primary way we run the church. It's primary. So from the very first day you come, Kim, we are looking for a cell for you. It's going to be the primary. Like if you don't have a cell, you're not in the church. No, you're not in the church. Because that's how primarily a cell is. The church is going to run. Cannot be ignored. Another fact. Let's go. The cell system in the local church allows a lot of leaders and church workers to be trained to be released to help with the work of the ministry. So we're going to have that where more workers are trained to be released. Do you know that? Just imagine if all of us here are cell leaders and we have cells effectively running. The church is going to triple. Like every member in the church is actually a cell person. Actively involved. Your area, everybody knows you. Everybody knows that. Wait, this, hey, the brother, hey, he will send you to church. We have cell meetings today. Are you excited about this whole cell meeting? Are you sure? Have you eaten? You've not eaten, eh? You've not eaten. Because your excitement is quite personal. Why are you fasting? You're not fasting. Take your seat. How many facts do you have? Okay. So these are 10 facts of the cell ministry or the cell system. You're going to have more leaders. See that? Because they are going to be new converts. Those converts are going to be trained. Then they also become eventually leaders of small groups. And then on and on and on and on and on and on. And on, and on, and on, and on, and on, and on. Which keep on oning, and on, and on, and on. That's God's method. On, and on, and on, and on. And it keeps going on, and on, and on. Then you're working for God. They're working for God. This is it all. That's it. Preaching, teaching, raising, sending, preaching, teaching, raising, sending, preaching, teaching, raising, sending. That's the work. Just like we work in our secular fields as well. The same work. Some of you already feel like you have raised other people enough. That's very dangerous. You have not done anything. Give or take, we still have 70 years ahead of us. So don't forget it. You have not done anything. Unless you want to go earlier than 70. There's more 7 decades on it. If Jesus doesn't come, they are saying he's going to come in a few weeks now. God, please. Delay small. Let us do something significant. It's always my prayer whenever. It's not that it's not being saved and all of it. It's my prayer. Because if you ask me, what would I say? You've never thought of it. You think you are on the cloud. You're going to be standing before Paul. Oh, if you are not fortunate, then Paul is like in front of you in the queue. He's in front of you in the queue. Like we have a judgment queue. Like Paul, you know Paul, right? Of Tarsus. He's the one that's in front of you. Behind you is Timothy. Because Timothy likes to follow Paul, but you are very stubborn, so you cut in between the two of them. You are standing there nicely. You see Paul's rewards power for all his letters to Corinth, to Galatia, all of these things. First Timothy, Second Timothy, his churches. Then up next is you. Up next, you are showing next. Heaven's screen. Everybody can see. Then they ask you what you did at. Won't you be speechless? You have done nothing, my sister. Let's all wake up, including myself. Eh? Let's not be deceived that, oh, there's we. See, your follow-up and everything, I want you to put it in your mind. Like, I think it should be a zero work done mentality for the next 50 years. Eh? Like a zero work done for the next 50 years. You should keep convincing yourself that you have done what? What? Say, you have done what?
Zero.
Yeah, some of you are thinking that, hey, so all that I've done, all the Sunday, only you came to church on Sunday, you are getting tired. You only came to church on Sunday. Like, as for your only Sunday is when you show up. Viewers. You only come to church on Sunday, you are tired. No evangelism. You've not said, viewers, I'm sure they are the ones that, you only come to church on Sunday, you are already tired. I think we have to be very serious, you see. Because there's zero work done. I want to let you know that everything that you have done, is what? So that's what we are leaving with this evening. You have done what? All your prayers.
Zero.
Fasting.
Zero.
Evangelism.
Zero.
Follow up.
Zero.
Okay. I hope that sinks in very well. You know, one of the things that helps my mind very much is the zero mentality. I restart so many times in a year. You know, sometimes you can be so much spiritual and you feel like, I think I'm becoming too spiritual. Let me do. That time, I just say, okay, zero, start again. I have that restart mentality consistent in my mind. Okay, you are becoming a pastor too much. You tell yourself, I'm just starting. Oh, your follow-up, this week you've got, this 3 months you've been very hard on evangelism. Okay, restart again. So it means that you must have that mind of forgetting the things that you have done. You must quickly forget. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must forget quickly. Like, I've suffered for this thing. I've prayed. Say, okay, start again. My evangelism, this is not big. Okay, last year, I want to intensify some things I did last year, this year, the coming year we are entering into. Because I'm going to forget it and pretend like it never existed. Normally, when I share those instances with you, I share them to just maybe help you or motivate you or inspire you. But I don't live on them. I'm telling you, this mentality will help you. And many do not know this. They dwell on what they did 5 days ago. Okay, you prayed 10 hours 5 days ago. It's finished. Huh? It's finished. Yesterday's conversation is not today's conversation. Yes, and I live by that mentality. You fasted yesterday, it's finished. You are either eating or you are not. You read your Bible yesterday. Yesterday is finished. You have today. Today is a fresh day ahead of you. Even if you prayed 24 hours, 24 hours has passed. So you find me doing some things intensively and I just continue like that. Because yesterday is not today. Your evangelism yesterday is not evangelism today. And you must live your life daily hoping to please the Lord and to serve Him. And that's why what you did yesterday should not count. Can you say that you've paid your child's school fees for the past 5 years? So you are making up your mind that you have stopped paying for the fees. But the child is still in primary 5. From P1 to P5, I say, I paid, it's okay. Okay, how about primary 6? Which is the next year? How about JHS1? Some schools say primary 7. Primary 8. Primary 9. Elementary school 11.
what do you call it? How do they call it?
They have it in numbers. Oh, you have it in 100. No, not grade. Grade is also there, but a grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, grade 11, grade 13, grade 16, 21. So you can say that you had something yesterday, so today you don't want to have it again. That's why many start things, they never finish, because they keep dwelling on yesterday. I did this. And when you keep dwelling on yesterday, you won't have strength for tomorrow. And that's why you must keep speaking out and trusting God for strength every single day. Are you listening? Every single day. Every single day. So we're going to have sales. Were you blessed by these facts? Sales. Sales. And we must be very intentional about them, knowing that it's God's ministry giving us to fulfill. Is that okay? Rise to your feet. Begin to speak in tongues. And you're going to be praying in the Spirit that the Lord opens up our heart to this work activity of seeing sales and having sales expand. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Jata parakata la brajete ke parada parada parada. Je prete ke tere de berede bejete ke parada 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 parada. Japrata kapala braze brakatana da parada parada. Japrata pala braze brada brada parada parada basha. Je pranto la brasta ke pataba jata parada deva. Je brekete pinfa zopra kapalaba. Jante ke porata pala jebrataba, jebranta la brajete ke parada balagataba, jampapa papakata brasata la parada ba jebranta la bayagadaba, jebrata pala ba rata pala ba jebrata ke pala banabana, brasata la ba jebranta la banaba, jebrata pala banabanaba, janta la brala braba braba ba. Brosote le pregete vele vele vele. Japa papa kapa rata palaba jata parada balaba. Manto zingete vele brasa talaba radaba. Pui pasozo brada gasta. Manto laba jabrata palagadaba. Pregete gadisha tabra jata palaba. Manto zingete jepada rabada. Mantro zote pelegetele varada bala, jabranta pala, brantosa, brada kapala, jabra kapala bataya, mantoso zegete vele varagadaba, kalishta pranta la ba, jabrata pala bakapaya, jabra kapala ba, jeteke paradaba, mantoso greta kishta, grada pashta, brada bada, Lord, our hearts are open to what you are doing with us as a church. Lord, our hearts are open to what you are doing with us as a church. Lord, our hearts are open to what you are doing with us as a church.
Lord, our hearts are open to what you are doing with us as a church. Lord, we are open to what you are doing with us as a church. We are open to cells. We are open to running the cells as the way they ought to be run. Shalimantea, Paluashtaba, Braduantaba, Jeviantala, Brantola Bakaba, Jabratapala Gadaba, Ratatatakapa, Lepra Shantala Baradaba, Mando Jobrande Kepa, Jabratapala Bataba, Rapapapa, Jabratapataba, Laba Shantala Bakapaya, Jebratele Brakata, Laba Shantala Branda Kataya, Jeketeli Bataya, Mandos, Prante Kepaliba, Siantola Baradaba, Jabra Papa Papa Papa, Rapa Papa Papa Papa, Raka Papa Papa Papa, Raka Papa Papa Papa, Shantala Brandarana, Lepra Shatakapa, Bregedi Shantala Mandea, Jondom Brosso Kepalabata, Rapa Papa, Shantele Brasatapa, Kalibra Shantalaba, Labababa, Shatapa Baba, Rekapalaba Shantalaba, Mambro Shotekapa, Shabrata Palabakapa, Rapapa Shantalaba, Rapababa Shantalaba, Lepra Susa Brakataya, Mando Shobrande Kataliba Shatabaya, Matataba, Laba Shantalaba, Rabababa Shatapalia Santa, Mando Shobrande Kepa, Laba Shatabala Bashadaba, Yadadaba Shatele Paradaba. Lord, we are open. Lord, we are open. Shele Kreste Pradaba. For what you are doing. Shele Mandoso. Kista Pande. Shete Kista. Parosta. Shatele Kreste. Mando Jojo Padista Pradaba. Mantoro Popo. Mantekele Paya. Mantora Shataya. Brantola Bashadaba. We are open to what you are doing as a church. Malisha Kande Shete Kiba. Pelbojo Kratatani Mata. Baba Santa Legrasta, Baba Sosa Mangretea, Branta Kala Grasta Kapaya, Labana Shadaba, Manda Katalaba Shadaba, Regedeba Labanagadaba Lagadaba, Mambro Soteke Palabanaba, Rapapa Shantala Branda Kapala, Letta Shetta Tata Kapa, Brasotala Bashadaba, Manda Kapala Bashedege, Palozo Grodo Bodobo, Palambra Sadaba. Payata taba. Je prekete le brasata laba, mambro jote ke palabada, rapapama shadaba, rapapama shadaba, le prechete ke palabadaba, radadaba shadaba. We see your church growing, expanding, full of love, full of strength. Mantole grezedeba, healthy, shekle patalia, shobrande ke taliba shataya. We see this happening in your church. We see this happening in the Christ Family Church. Mantatali basoda ba, bregedegedegedegedoso, bragadagadagadagadasha, rababa shatalabadaba, retetetekista, bratakapalabadaba, labrasha. Mando Shobro Dobo Dobo Le Presente Kepala. We see your church multiplying, growing strongly, multiplying, growing in love. More ministries are going to be birthed. Malush Tabrada Gaba Rapapapa 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 Rapapapa. In Jesus' name. You know, as you rely much more on God's grace, you know, there can be cells like these
as full of this church. It can be a compartment of cells. It's not something small we are dealing with. One man can have an oversight of over 500, of maybe let's say 500 cells or 50 cells. It's the hub of the pastoral ministry. Someone can have a 15 cells under your watch. We're praying the multiplication of cells as we commence this structure in the church. Let it usher in an ununderstandable growth to the church. Begin to lift up your voice. 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 Jale pratel vigetasa. Japra papa kapala bajanta rabababa. Japra kapala baragatele veria santoya. Jebra talaba jabra kapala bataya. Labra jadaba. Labra jadaba. Labra jadaba. Bratola bajatalaba. Lebra jata kapala baragadaba. Jambra kapa. Mando jobra de kepa. Jabra kapala baragadaba. Jebra tapala bakapa. Lababa jatapada. Bratakaba Shadabada Mando Shobrande Ketalista Kaliantoso Brade Keshta Bratakapala Bataba Lababa Shatalabakaba Reketeliba Shatalaba Bratakapa Radaba Shadaba Mando Shobradaba. Let this usher in multiplications. Let there be multiplications of cells as we commence, as we step into it. Let cells increase. Let the numbers increase. Let love increase. Let health increase. Let growth increase in the name of Jesus. Malosha prata balagadaba, labra shanta labakapa, ratataba shanta laba, labro shobra deketa, patele ketista, barodo no shobra togopo, matataria shadaba, rababa shadaba, rakatala ba shadaba, labro shobro no bolaboso, degedegedegedegedoso. Braga daga laga daga dasa, braga daga laga daga dasa, mando loko loko shota, brate lega lega dista, brate lega lega dista, la ba 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 ba, mato sobra tega tega, la brashanta la ba daga ba, le presisa brada ba, let there be multiplication of cells, let there be multiplication of cells. Let there be multiplication of cells. As we step into this structure, we declare, let there be growth. Let there be growth. Let there be growth. Let there be love. Let there be health in the church. Let there be multiplications. Mantokoso, Brantalaba, Rapapa, Rapapa. Let there be care. 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 In Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. We thank you in advance that we're going to be strong as a church. And we are strong, even as we introduce the system of the cell. We're full of love, and we're going to be even much full of love. Amen. We're healthy, and we're going to be even more healthy as a church. Amen. Full of strength, continually full of strength. We thank you for what you are doing in this place. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.